Welcome to the Melanin Money Show with your host, George Achimpong and Carter Cofield. We're on a mission to decrease the wealth gap by $100 billion and in the process creating 100,000 new first generation millionaires. And we want you to be one of them. So listen to our show for weekly tips on personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship as we help you navigate your journey to your first 1 million in net worth and beyond. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. How y'all feeling? Carter, how you doing, my brother?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm feeling good. Looking a little bit better. But today's episode gonna be fun, man. It's gonna be fun because this is something we talk about all the time. But now, like, let's make it an episode, bro. So I'm good. I'm excited about what we're gonna talk about today, and let's get into it, man.
Big facts. So I got this new little standing desk set up.
I see you standing up there. I didn't know if you was anxious or pacing or what was happening.
So it's like I put it on top of my other regular desk. It's like a standing elevated situation. So now I'm standing. Yeah. So
do you have like a walk-in treadmill underneath it too?
I do, but not. I only use it at certain times. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So like I can like move it back and forth. So I was on a call earlier and I had it on, but yeah, get the 12,000 steps in a day. You know.
Health as well, brother.
That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Standing down. Because I mean, we're not designed to sit down as much as we sit down, right? That's why people like when they get older and their hips are all stiff. It's just like we just do entirely too much sitting down. And even if you're active, right? That's 2 hours max. That's for somebody who really works out. That's 2 hours of your day. Then you're sleeping 8 hours. That's 10 hours. You're sitting at a desk or something for most of the other time. So just having more time where you're standing is just overall going to be good for your health. So why not do an episode on health and wealth? And what are the parallels, right? Because there's a lot, believe it or not, there is a lot of parallels between health and wealth, in my opinion.
A whole lot. And I think this episode is right in time because whether you're ready or not, summer is approaching.
You got 2 months to unbig your back, okay? You got a whole 2 months. You might miss the Memorial Day cutoff, but you can still 4th of July though. You still got, you gonna be lit.
Outfit gonna be real based on your work ethic in the gym. So hey bro, did you see that? Did you see what I posted? That post I made on my story a couple days ago.
I did see that. You knew summer was coming. You just kept eating. You just kept eating anyway.
Yo, that's crazy work.
So do you want to get into some current events? Anything before we get into it?
Yeah, I got a few here that we talked about before the call started. Lord have mercy. I'm sorry. That is my current event. The summer's coming and you decide to keep eating. That's crazy.
You decide to keep eating anyway. Like you said, effort.
So there was this post on Black Wealth Renaissance. Shout out to my guys that run that page. And it went semi-viral.
Aren't they based in Dallas?
They are based in Dallas. That's who studio. Okay.
Hit them up. We got an announcement for y'all coming soon, by the way, too. We got a big announcement coming soon for y'all. So stay tuned.
That's exactly where we're going to go when we go to Dallas. Okay, cool. So it said 9 to 5 with a high salary is better than owning your own business. Unpopular opinion. And it said facts or cap.
Here's the thing. I think for a lot of people, that's facts.
Yeah. I was just about to say, there's no right or wrong. It depends who you are. For some people, that's facts. For other people, that's cap. It depends. You have to know yourself to know if that's true for you or not.
Yeah. And an interesting thing about entrepreneurship is it can reveal you to yourself, right? It will reveal you to yourself. Like, are you made for, I mean, we've seen it every day, right? Like there's people who started around the same time or, you know, had similar ambitions and, you know, they're not necessarily around in the same capacity, right? Like success, I truly believe that success is rented and the rent is due not weekly, not monthly, it's due daily, mm-hmm. right? And I think like when it comes to entrepreneurship, like it's not easy. Like there's a lot of elements of it that are super glamorized. You get to work for yourself. You get to work from anywhere. But one of the things we've been learning over the past, you know, 12 to 18 months, especially when you are growing an enterprise level company, right? Like it's more than just being good. Regular entrepreneurship is I have a skill and people can pay me for it. That'll get you to six figures, right? Then when you try to venture into your first 7, it's like, okay, I got to understand a little bit about team, even if it's a small team. Mm-hmm. I got to figure out how to people to support me. But then when you're trying to get to 8 and beyond, it's a whole different ball game, right? And for me, like the realization I always have is like, I want my team members to be operating at a high level. And so I got to ask myself when I wake up in the morning, when I look at how my day is structured, would I be proud if my day was documented and recorded for my team to see?
Fair enough.
Right. That's kind of my North Star, right? And if you're not willing to do the work to become the person, you are the bottleneck to the business. That's what people don't realize. Like your business can only grow at the rate that you're growing.
Yeah. Versus when you're a W-2 employee, if the company's doing good and you skating by, you can kind of just keep on skating by, right? And this quote right. will kill the entrepreneur narrative, because when people say entrepreneurs, you do whatever you want to do. Here's a quote I saw. I need to get to put on my wall somewhere. It's like from an entrepreneur. I can do whatever I want every single day only because I don't do what I want every single day. It's the gift and the curse. It's like, yeah, I can do what I want every single day, but if I do what I want to do every single day, I won't be able to do what I want to do every single day for the future. Right? So the only reason I'm able to do whatever I want to do every single day is because I fight the urge to do what I want to do every single day. So like that's the snippet of entrepreneurship. Yeah, you can, but if you do, you won't be able to do it long. So you usually don't. So it depends on who you are. And like I said, success is rented. And you know what else is rented? This body that you're walking around with every single day.
That's the whole fact.
Have you ever been chilling on your couch and you were maybe trying to find something to watch on TV, whether it's Netflix or Hulu, Amazon Prime, Stars? I mean, there's so many streaming services nowadays, right? Maybe you've already binge watched that favorite series and it's over and you're just trying to find something else to watch. But imagine if you spent that energy trying to find creative and impactful content that can help you level up your journey towards your first 1 million in net worth. And that's exactly why we created Financial Flicks, which is a complete library of past workshops and masterclasses where you can learn different topics across personal finance, wealth building, and entrepreneurship on your journey towards your first 1 million in net worth. So head over to melaninandmoney.com/join to learn about Financial Flicks, as well as all the other great features that you can find inside of our Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
Yes. That's the whole fact, right? Because again, like stop posting Throwback Thursdays. You know what I'm saying? Like get in the gym. Like, matter of fact, somebody posted something the other day. It's so real. It was like, in every other area of your life, right? Like, well, you expect to be more smart, make more money, become a more mentally sharp and well-rounded. Why is this narrative that as you get older, you're supposed to look worse? Like, who started that narrative? Like, who just said, oh, well, you're getting older? Like no, you have access to more resources, more money. You are more mentally disciplined than you probably were at 25 with your diet, because you can eat whatever you want when you're in your 20s. Right. Mm-hmm. You should be getting better, actually. So we got to dispel this narrative that just because I'm getting older, like I got to have a falling off body. Right. That is a narrative that people have accepted. But the truth is actually the opposite. You can actually get better in this area, just like you can in every other area. But people have settled for this idea that with age, gravity in your body, like, no, that's not true.
Is some 60-year-olds crazy right now?
Yeah. Just say you don't want it bad enough.
Yeah.
Right. Just say that, but don't say like, oh, like this is just how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't help that the society has gotten so much softer. My goodness.
Oh my God.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah. I'm about to say, I don't know how far you try to go down this rabbit hole, G, but like, you know.
It's the truth. One of my mentors, Dan Martell, he said, he posted yesterday. He's like, one of his friends was like, my kids don't listen to me. He said, I walked up to him and I grabbed his stomach and I said, you don't listen to you. He was like, why do you think your kids listen to you? He's like, you don't listen to you, right?
Wow. He pulled the guy's fat on his stomach and said,
yeah, he you said, don't you listen don't to listen to you.
Why would you expect your kid? But that's so real, y'all. I think let's start there. Okay. So this episode is to talk about the correlation of health and wealth, right? And from a business context, let's start there. Mm-hmm. If you're a business owner and you're out of shape, I am going to trust you less than if you were in shape, because you can't do the things that you promised yourself you could do. Mm-hmm. So then why would you take anything I say seriously? Like why would you keep your word to me,
right,
if I can visibly see that you can't keep your word to you? And let's dispel the myth that nobody wants to be fat, period.
Nobody.
Like, you can say all the plus of the happy world
the summer go get whatever, but that's the one that really kills me. This summer gonna get whatever body I give it. That's a coping mechanism because you know you're gonna be fat.
And your bank account go get whatever it get because obviously you don't care about that. Right. let's just build it up. If it was up to everybody, nobody will be willingly fat. Period. Right. So if you're not in shape, that means you want to be in shape. You just can't get yourself to listen to the things that you need to do. So again, if you can't listen to your own words, why would you listen to mine? So in business, I think if you're out of shape, you're setting yourself up for early failure in your business because there are going to be deadlines. There are going to be things that you have to do in your business every single day, deadlines you have to meet, promises you have to keep. And if you don't keep that for your health, good luck keeping it for your business.
Right. Because here's the other thing. The biggest parallel is that no matter how much money you chase, at some point, like your human body, right, is going to be the only thing that allows you to keep accelerating in business. So if you neglect your body to make more money, you have to use your money to try to nurse yourself back to health.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, right? So it's like we have to prioritize our health just as much as we prioritize our wealth. So one thing that comes to mind for me as a parallel is consistency and compounding, right? Mm-hmm. So when you think about on the health side, right? Like if you go to the gym for a week, not going to really notice anything. Go for a month, you'll feel it a lot better internally. Go for 3 months, right? You'll start to notice the change. Go for a year, everybody else is going to notice the change, right? And so on and so forth, right? So it's like the consistency and of the effort, because in the beginning, because we're such an instant gratification society, because you don't see those results immediately, you might get discouraged. Like I think I saw this little kid, he did 12 reps on a leg press and he lifted his shirt up to see. Yeah, first and foremost, it wasn't even an ab exercise. He did 12 reps on a leg press and then lifted his shirt up. It was like, yo, where the abs at? There's no magic pill, which is why we're seeing, right, people get the BBLs, people get the tummy tucks. Again, no, listen, do your thing, right? This is not I'm not here to shame you, but I understand that people are doing those things because they want to get the product without the process, right? But the problem with that is, similar to how you see people who have botched BBLs or having health concerns.
No, I think the comp, bro, is the lottery.
The comp is the lottery. Yeah.
You could go win a lottery real quick, but if your financial literacy doesn't catch up to the money, guess what? Money for it to be gone. And you can get the tummy tuck, but if your discipline hasn't caught up to the body that you have, you're going to be fat again, bro.
Right. Facts. Have some health complications. And even a more simple or more tangible one than a lottery is credit. Right. So if you don't have good financial literacy, but you can't wait to buy the thing that you can't afford, that you use credit, you're just going to amplify your negative financial situation even worse. Right. So it's you got to trust the process. If it's out of your reach right now, it's out of your reach right now. Put in the work, put the money away, become a person of value, make more money, and you can afford to get the thing. Now, if you want to be smart and leverage credit to then go pay it off, cool. That's different. We're talking about the people who can't afford it. And because they're not willing to do the work to have the savings or have the income, they want to go swipe their credit card. And now you're putting yourself in debt just to get something that you're probably not even going to care about in 6 months anyway.
Yeah. So I think what you said, the compounding, right? Because when you invest and you have to have consistency, right? It's not, you don't invest $1,000 one time that year. No,
right.
You invest $1,000 every month or $100 every day or $20 every day. And you actually get more dollar cost averaging or get better returns, dollar cost averaging, when you invest consistently versus investing one time every 3 months. Just going to the gym. I would rather you go to the gym 30 minutes a day than try to go to the gym for 4 hours one day and do that once a week, right? Because it's about the consistency of the building the muscle, whether that's investing in muscle or physical muscle. It's about the consistency. And then it's about the compounding, right?
Are you an aspiring first generation millionaire who's looking to march towards their first 1 million in net worth? If you are, then I strongly encourage you to consider joining the Melanin Millionaires Club. Inside the Melanin Millionaires Club, you're gonna get access to a complete library of elective courses that will help you navigate towards your journey of your first 1 million in net worth. You're gonna receive access to My Wealth Health, which is a dashboard that allows you to track your financial progress in real time. You're going to get access to live workshops and masterclasses, and you're going to get access to our past library recording of all of our masterclasses and workshops called Financial Flicks. Not to mention, you're going to receive access to our flagship feature called Pocket Advisor, where you get access to a financial coach in real time. This is by far one of my favorite features of the platform, and there's so much more. All you have to do to learn more is go to melaninmoney.com/join to see how you can take advantage of all these benefits and become a first generation millionaire. See you inside the club.
When you invest, we all know that compound interest is like the eighth wonder of the world, because it's your money making money from the money that your money already made, right?
Right.
Same thing with your body. You get compound interest over time, to the point where after you work out so many times every day for 5 years, you don't have to go to the gym as hard anymore. You can just go there, do a 45-minute workout, maintain, and you will still have a great body. But you built that foundation of compounding, right? Just like when you're investing, you can invest for 20 years and then stop. Mm-hmm. And then your money will compound so ridiculously, not because of the you putting extra money in, but because of the foundation you built the first 20 years.
Big fact.
Yeah.
So compounding and consistency. Another big one parallel is discipline, right? Like when it comes to your money, like you have, like I was explaining this to somebody the other day, right? I was like, and he said, like, you can say this to me, but you say this on social media, they're gonna say like that you're coming from a place of privilege. I feel like having a lot of money and actively choosing not to do all the things that you could do with the money is harder than someone who ain't really got it, right? Because here's the truth, right? If you got if your bank account is at $100, right? You're only $100 away from being a zero, right? If your bank account is at hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? And you have endless amounts of choices, but you actively, I'm laughing because I feel like people are going to be judging me for this.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm going to help you. I'm going to put the bow on it.
But you're actively deciding like, you know what? Like, I'm going to make the right decisions. I'm going to have the financial discipline to say, you know what? Not right now. In my opinion, it's a different kind of hard, but it's harder than a person who ain't got nothing. Because here's why I say that. It's like saying like, it's hard to be loyal, right? But you ain't got no girlfriend. Like if you ain't got no girlfriend, it ain't hard to be loyal, bro. You don't got nobody to be loyal to.
Or people saying it's hard to be, loyal. You ain't really got that many options outside of the person
you
date.
That's what I'm saying. It's so much harder when you got
options when you're, there you go.
That's exactly.
When you are attractive male or female and you are loyal, it's harder because you have so many options.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, but if you got the boo and y'all the only people that really want each other, like y'all loyal, but like to what degree? Because you ain't your loyal
degree.
You tested. You know what I'm saying?
And that was my whole point, right? So I say from a discipline standpoint, the difference between wealth and rich, in my mind, is wealth are unexercised options that you don't see, right? Because the money, you still got the money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, it's like, I could, rich is all you see it. It's tangible. It's like, okay, he got a Ferrari. He got some money. Like you can't, ain't no denying that he's probably rich, right? He's driving a Ferrari, living in a nice house. Wealth is I got the options tucked away and I'm actively deciding not to exercise those options. Right. That's, to me, that's a little bit harder, but it requires a big level of discipline to be able to do that.
Yeah. My opinion. And I think the way you round it out is like, middle class enough, right? Because like if you poor and like you don't know what your next meal is gonna be, like them people are like, bro, I would rather have the money. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like once you get your basic necessities covered and you're like middle class, lower middle class, like you got a couple thousand dollars in your account, you only can do so much.
Right.
But we got $100,000 in your account, your needs are met, and now you get all this abundance. You're like, yo, I could really just buy that Ferrari in cash, but I'm not gonna do it. Not only am I gonna buy the Ferrari in cash, I'm actually not gonna get the Ferrari at all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's different. And to bring this point full circle before we even leap into discipline, I think that people with the average bodies, it's harder for them to get in shape than the person that's really, really overweight. And what I mean by that is if you have an average body, you kind of chubby, you pudgy, but like if you got a shirt on, nobody really can tell. You don't have no fire underneath you really to start working out. But if you like are overweight and it's like visibly uncomfortable, like you can't fit in certain roller coasters, like you kind of have a fire underneath yourself to push yourself. No, and I only speak with that.
Not fitting on roller coasters is crazy. Yo.
I only speak on that because real talk, this is a real story, bro. For my like 16th birthday or something, I went to Six Flags with me and my homies. Yeah. And one of my friends, he had been overweight since we known him since I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
But him having to watch us get on the ride from the sideline because when he sat down, he couldn't click the thing, the joint wouldn't click, and he had to get out of line in front of everybody because he couldn't get on the ride.
Yeah.
By the age of 18, he had a six pack.
Mm.
Because all you need is that one moment.
Yeah.
All you need is that one moment. So
and you bring up a good point. And this is a good parallel. This is a really good parallel. Like, I think that if you're out of shape, right? Like, maybe like you woke up one day, you know, after, you know, whatever, and you just realize like, oh, I'm not where I want to be. I don't think you should buy new clothes. I think you should keep wearing the clothes that are tight and uncomfortable, right? Because you don't need a new wardrobe. You need a new workout. And it's going to force you. If you go buy the sweatsuit that's oversized, right, you're not going to be reminded as much that it's a problem, right? Like, you need those micro moments consistently to say, you know what? Something has to change. I can't fit in my pants. Something's wrong. Like, I own them. So clearly I used to be able to fit into them. So maybe you buy like one or two pair of like sweatpants or something like that. But like, outside of that, you don't deserve to buy new clothes because all it's going to do is delay the process of you doing what you need to do, right? And how's that a parallel from a financial standpoint? It's a parallel from a financial standpoint in the sense that, like, you need to check. When you don't got no money, you need to be the same way people like who got a lot of money, they check their accounts every morning. You need to get up every morning and see that $17.36. You need to see it because that's going to, unless you're just like entitled to all get out, that is going to make you look at your calendar and say, what the hell am I doing today that's going to change that? You can't go through the motions. You can't scroll on. There's no ignoring that, right? So you need to look at it. You don't need to dwell on it, but you need to be aware of that reality, right? I tell everybody, anybody's coming to any one of my classes, I say this, a never again folder, right? Maybe you have one for fitness and maybe you have one for your finances. But every one of us at some point in life has caught a glimpse. It was an angle like, oh, yo, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, yo.
Something was off, right?
Yeah,
or you logged into that online banking and you didn't like what you see. Screenshot that, right? And remind yourself, I don't have the luxury of not doing the work to make more money. I don't have the luxury of going to spend money I don't have. I don't have the luxury of missing this workout just because I'm tired, right? Not being capable and something being uncomfortable are two totally different things.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a migraine and you're sick, that's arguably, right? That's incapable, right? But if you just had a long day or you didn't get as much sleep or whatever, that's just uncomfortable. And some of y'all are confusing incapable with uncomfortable.
Could you imagine having a financial coach that at any given time, you could ask your questions in real time from a real expert and get real advice? To be honest, Pocket Advisor is the flagship feature, in my opinion, of the Melanin Millionaires Club. And when I originally created this platform, for those of you who may not know this, Pocket Advisor was actually the name and the primary feature back in 2021. But when I rebranded to the Melanin Millionaires Club, I knew that no matter what we added or changed, Pocket Advisor had to stay because we have democratized financial advice by giving you access to a real financial expert in real time. There is no other financial education platform that you'll find something like this that's actually backed by a financial advisor. One of the top 100 in the nation, I might add. So if you're looking to get financial education in your pocket in real time, head over to melaninmoney.com/join to learn about Pocket Advisor, as well as all the other great benefits and features that you can find as a part of the Melanin Millionaires Club. Can't wait to see you inside.
It's going to be uncomfortable most of the journey, right? Because you just got to choose your heart. You got to choose it. Like, this is the last thing I'll say. I'll pass it to you. This is the biggest, like, I think, disservice that a lot of people have went through. People think that the battle is from going from bad to good. That's not true. The battle is going from what I want right now and what I want most. I know that the pizza's good. I know that the Netflix is good. I know, listen, trust me. I know it's fun. It's relaxing. I get it. But that's just what you want right now. And you are in a constant battle and a constant fight of what do I want now versus what do I want most? And it's an active process. It's an active decision. It's not like I'm in an effed up situation. I'm sitting on the side of the road, which is why Carter said the person with the average body is probably harder, right? Mm-hmm. For them to lose weight. Cause like, I mean, they're comfortable, right? There's only a few situations, like 3 months of the year where it's going to get real tricky for them if they get invited to a trip. Outside of that, it's just like, oh, well, I'm not looking at myself in the mirror, or like I'm buying, you know, like outside of that.
By the time it's significant, I'll see you with the shirt off, the lights off. So like you kind of have it there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no. Like,
yeah. So yeah. I didn't even go on a little rant there, but just like, y'all, like, I need y'all to understand that like the middle is the worst place to be. That's why I don't even like the middle class, right? It's the worst place to be because you're just as close to the top as you are to the bottom. But somewhere along the lines, they sold you this narrative that middle class, even the word they use with, the wording they use, settle down in the middle class. I don't want to settle for nothing. Everything that settles is at the bottom, right? Yeah, so you got to be careful. Like that average person, that's a dangerous place to be. The bottom, you hungry, right? You Uber Eats it. Like you remember, like you know the vibes. Like I got to get out of this situation, right? You're at the top. You paid your dues. In the middle, you just kind of like, I could do more, but I only have to.
Exactly.
That's the worst place to be in.
Yeah.
My opinion.
And it's 1,000%, man. That's 1,000%. And I would say the next parallel, and we need to talk about this, it just hit me mid conversation, is paying yourself first.
So
I'm going with
this.
I'm going with this. And finance, when it comes to finances, when it comes to money, when it comes to investing, one of the best rules you'll ever hear is pay yourself first. And what they mean by that is when you get your money, treat your savings account like a bill and pay it before you pay anybody else, okay? You pay yourself first, and then you pay everybody else, and then guess what? If there's no money left over, well, you got to figure out how you're going to get the rest of the money. Because if you don't pay yourself first, paying yourself is going to go to the wayside. And then people look up 3 years of paying themselves, they missed 36 months of doing it because it fell to the wayside. Right. So paying yourself first, if you do that alone, you're going to be financially better 12 months from now. You can't mess that up, period.
It's impossible to mess it up.
Impossible to mess that up, right? Same thing for the gym. What I believe you need to do when you're starting out your body transformation career is get the gym out the way first thing in the morning.
Right.
Okay? Because if you get the gym out the way first thing in the morning, first of all, for most people, they've now slain their biggest dragon of the day that day. So when you go through an intense workout and your trainer is kicking your butt and you're like dying about to throw up in the gym, cool. Because when you go to work, you have to make that sales call. It's going to seem like fucking child's play from what you did that morning, right? You have to do 100 burpees, fam. They're worried about calling this person to make a sale. Like, bro. So like going to the gym first thing in the morning is probably one of the best things that you can do when you're early in your workout career or even mid, right? Because getting your workout first thing in the day, you did the hardest thing first and you just feel better. You have more energy. But most importantly, the gym doesn't go to the wayside because most people's problem is they give all the energy to their job. They give all the energy to everybody else. 6:30, 7 o'clock comes.
Right.
Man, I don't know if I go to the gym tonight, man. I might just go ahead and do it. No.
Right.
Get the gym out first. Right. Pay your dues.
Y'all put too much pressure on like willpower. Right. Like just get it out the way because like you are human at the end of the day. Right. So it's like, it does require real energy to go to the gym. So like, if you aren't that mentally disciplined, now somebody like me at this stage in my career, like, I'm going to go regardless, right? So if I got to go at 8, 9 o'clock at night, 10, I'm going to go. I'm still going to go. I don't want to go, but like, I'm going to get it in how I fit it in, put my son down, let Madge know I'm leaving the house, right? But like, if you're just getting started, right, you definitely want to prioritize it and do it in the morning. If you're just now getting started or being a good steward over your finances, you definitely want to make sure that you're paying yourself first. Not to mention the psychological benefits of taking care of you first, right? Like before you take care of your clients, before you take care of your employees, before you take care of anything else, like I prioritize me before anything else. And that confidence, I feel like, is going to transfer into your day and you're going to have a much more successful day, as which you made me think about something when you thought about that. I think that for any area of your life that you want to be world-class at, you should hire a coach.
Oh, Tom, you stole it. Okay, I'll let you finish, then I'll tell you who I was talking to about this, but go ahead. Let you finish.
Yeah. You should hire a coach, right? So if you want to be better in your fitness and health and wellness journey, this one's real easy, right? It's probably the easiest one. Go to the gym, find the most in shape person. Hopefully they're a trainer. If not, ask them, will they be one? And then you hire them, right? Of course, you can find people online, all that jazz too. But the moral of the story is just find somebody, regardless of where you find them, that looks like you want to look. Easiest thing you could do, right? Pretty similar in financial coaching, right? It's modeling. It's like, okay, from what I can tell, obviously you could ask some clarifying questions, maybe look at some testimonials and stuff like that. But if someone, from what they say to how they move to what they've done, what they've been able to share, if it aligns with where you're trying to go with your finances, you might want to hire them as a coach. It might be a good situation for you, right? Which is why people hire myself and Carter, right? When it comes to their financial coaching, right? They want to pay less tax and build more wealth, right? So they hire us to do that because they know, well, shoot, I could try to figure it out on my own and maybe eventually, possibly, but how much money would I pay in taxes trying to figure it out? How much returns would I have lost versus just like tapping in with George? So hire a coach if you want to be world-class and from an accountability standpoint, right? Because if the thing is, you can hide when nobody knows what you're supposed to be doing. But when your coach says, send me the progress photos, when your coach says, show me your net worth, like whatever the success metrics are, it hits a little bit different because now you can't just be in hiding, right? Not doing what you say you're supposed to be doing.
You know, it said you should get a health checkup at least once a year. My question is, when's the last time you had a financial health checkup? My guess, it's probably been a while. And that's why we created the Wealth Health Score. Whether you're financially out of shape or financially elite, the Wealth Health Score is going to tell you exactly where you stand and what things you can do to get into the best financial health possible. So visit mywealthhealthscore.com to get your score today.
Yeah, man. It's so funny because that you mentioned that, because when I moved to Columbia, I was in the gym for like a week. And then I literally saw this dude smashing four plates on squats with him and his two homies. I walked over to him and was like, yo, I don't know what y'all got going on over here. I need in. Right. Yeah. Like, cause my legs were the part of my body that was taking the longest to deform. And he's like, yeah, I've been training, boom, boom. And he's been training me for a year and a half. My physique right now is better than it's ever been in my entire life. And it's funny. Cause like Dion, word to Dion, he hit me the other day. Like, hey bro, man, like your results is crazy, bro. Like I need you to send me a workout, send me the details, send me the day, every day you got to do, like, send it to me, bro. I'm going in on my, I just turned 40. Like I'm going into my body. I said, you don't need my workouts. I said, you don't need my workout schedule. I said, you don't need any of that. I said, if you're serious and not curious about changing your body at the age of 40, all you need to do, hire you a trainer. Mm-hmm. I said, bro, look at you. You got a coach in every aspect of your life that's important. You got a sales coach. You got a leadership coach. You're paying all these mastermind mentors to teach you about the important areas of your life, which you should. If your physical physique, if your fitness is as important as you say it is, and you know that the fastest way to get results is to find somebody who got the results, then have them tell you what to do.
Talk about it.
Then that's all you have to do. I said, bro, hire a coach, pay him all his money up front, and I guarantee you have the results by the next time I see you. He said, man, you a smart son, you know, N-word. But he said, bro, that's all I need to hear. I'm like, that's all you need. You don't need none of this. Hire somebody that is good at what you do. Pay him all their money in advance so you have all the skin in the game.
Right.
And now all you got to do is show up.
Big facts. Period. Yeah, I think that's a big one. And then I think the only other thing I would add, I think we've hit up pretty much all the points, or at least the main ones, is just reminding people that, like, there's no magic pill, right? Like, it takes what it takes. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to building wealth, sure, you could potentially come into a windfall of money, but the reality is you have to spend less than you make, allocate it towards investments, and build that base over an extended period of time. If you want to build the body of your dreams, you have to eat less calories than you consume, right? Burn less calories than you consume, and work out, and do that over an extended period of time. You'll get the results, right? Sure, you could do some water fast and all sorts of stuff and might lose the weight temporarily, but it ain't gonna work. Sure, you could, yeah.
And like, no, you know, like, if we're so fearful of get rich quick schemes when it comes to investments, right? Like, then we should fear the same thing with the change your body quick scheme, right?
Right.
Like, real talk, because that is not going to change the person underneath. Like, they get fat again. Like, if you do the tummy tuck, guess what? The tummy coming back. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so you might as well, like, here, what's the point of being in shape for 6 weeks?
Right.
What's the point of only being in shape for 6 months? Like, if you're not going to commit to the real thing, like, it's just like, what's the point? Same thing with finances. Like, you don't want to just have money for this year. You want to have money for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? So I think that with those things, man, y'all do this, y'all gonna have good health. That good health should bring y'all even more wealth. So
big facts. And this episode is actually being recorded on April 1st, 2024, which ironically is 9 months before the end of the year. It takes 9 months to birth a new human being. So I believe in 9 months, you can birth a new version of yourself. If you got me messed up if you think I ain't saying that on the call tonight.
I was about to say,
Come on now.
Peace out.
And with that, Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Melanin Millionaire. Oh, I'm sorry. The Melanin Money Show. So we do have a community called the Melanin Millionaires Club, right? This is what we call public school, right? Where we give a free game every single week. We also have a private school, right? The Ivy League, to be specific, called the Melanin Millionaires Club. We'll link that in the show notes. But I'm going to be saying this exact quote inside of our private school tonight. Have some amazing new clients that just onboarded. We're excited to welcome them. But if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, share it with a friend who said they want to get in shape and said they want to improve their wealth in 2024. And now they have an example of why they gotta stop BSing, because we just broke it down for y'all. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Melanin Money Show. We hope that this episode was inspiring and gave you some tangible nuggets that you can walk away with and implement in real time. If you found this episode valuable, please like, subscribe, share, and consider leaving a review of this episode on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Until next time.